Had the case gone to trial, juries may have convicted Anderson, and they did the other as they did the other three defendants. A third man, Malicious Drummer, was eventually arrested. A 2008 study found that jurors rated DNA evidence as 95% accurate and 94% persuasive of a suspect's guilt. We're desperately hoping that DNA will come to save the day, but it's still fitting into a flawed system, said Aaron E. Murphy, a professor of law at New York University and author of Inside the Cell, The Dark Side of Forensic DNA. If you don't bring in the appropriate amount of skepticism and restraint in using the method, there's going to be miscarriages of justice. Having narrowly escaped a terrible fate, Anderson himself has advice for law enforcement officers. There's more that's got to be looked at than just the DNA, he says. You've got to dig deeper, reanalyze, do everything all over again before you say, this is what it is, because it may not necessarily be so.